Guitarist Keb Moe from Compton, California, with a soulful take on America the Beautiful. Before that, the enduring voice and heart of Mavis Staples, I Will Get Over, 1969, when the band had producer Steve Cropper on guitar, Duck Dunn bass, Al Jackson drums. Brother Purvis Staples was still singing in the band, and Rufus Thomas' son Marvell was on keyboards. Classic sound and sentiments of the late 60s. And good to hear it next to the majestic social commentary of Layla McCalla's song Open the Road from her 2024 album Sun Without the Heat. The album title comes from Frederick Douglass's 1857 speech to a largely white crowd of abolitionists 6 years before the Emancipation Proclamation. His words and her songs echo that liberation and equity are not possible without committing to transformative action. Yes, indeed. May the 4th be with us on American Roots. And thanks to our colleagues nationwide on public radio, especially to our presenting station, WWNO-FM, here in New Orleans. Stay with us for more words and music of the holiday. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
You're listening to American Roots right here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. I'm Kari Headland. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, you are on the river with Susan Lick. Stay Human will be on at 5 o'clock today, and for Independence Day weekend, they're exploring the question, what is sovereignty? We'll hear from the Generalissimo of the Island Republic, Attorney Frank Bebo, and more. Words and music for spirit and courage. You can hear it Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 5. We receive support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We also receive support from Mississippi Music, a weekly summer concert series at the Bemidji Waterfront featuring live music, food vendors, a beer garden, and more. Wednesday, July 9th, Mike Gunther and the Total Crapshoot take the stage at 6. Event is open to all, no tickets required. More info on Facebook at the Bemidji Waterfront.
From New Orleans to the nation and to your radio station, this is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. You also find us streaming anytime and place with shows since 1998 at amroutes.org. This hour, we'll speak with and hear music from Cajun Louisiana accordionist and singer Cheryl Cormier. Also, words and music from Percy Mayfield, Bob Dylan, Doc Watson, Machito, La Santa Cecilia, and Santana. Before there was a USA, there were Native American tribal nations, and still are. Here's Anishinaabe songmaker, musician Keith Sekola from Cook, Minnesota, in an Ojibwe language version of Woody Guthrie's This Land. He said it reflects a worldview of being a part of the world and not detached from it. That's what I got from Woody, how to apply this strategy to the topics that affect American Indians.
The earth is our mother. We are her children. Anishinaabe, Gibaboya, Ogiwabanda, Gagegegishe, Gamushkwa. Down.
On the radio, it's American Roots.
Boat's going down this road feeling bad. Bad luck's all I've ever had. Going down this road feeling bad, Lord, Lord. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. Got me way down in jail on my knees. This old jailer, he sure is hard to please. Feed me on cornbread and peas, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. How do you feel about it, Merle? Sweet mama won't buy me no shoes. Lord, she's left me with these lonesome jailhouse blues. My sweet mama won't buy me no shoes, Lord, Lord. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. And these $2 shoes, they hurt my feet. The jailer won't give me enough to eat. Lord, these $2 shoes, they hurt my feet, Lord, Lord. And I ain't gonna this away. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. Lord, I'm going where these chilly winds never blow. Climate suits my clothes, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Yes, I'm going down this road feeling bad, Lord, 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 I'm going down this road feeling bad. And bad luck's all I've ever had, it sure is, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Pick it one time.
Canned Heat, out of Los Angeles, their 1968 hit recording of Going Up the Country. The band was into old records, and they got the song from Bulldoze Blues by Henry Ragtime Thomas, who used quills in his music mix. Canned Heat, led by singer Alan Wilson, was backed memorably by a flute player rather than quills. Before that, the late old-time country guitarist father and son duo Doc and Merle Watson from Deep Gap, North Carolina, going down the road feeling bad, based on Henry Widder's 1924 recording of Lonesome Road Blues and many other versions over the years by black and white, male and female, mostly Southern artists. Here's a song by the bluesy and soulful Percy Mayfield from Minden, Louisiana, up near Shreveport, best known for writing Hit the Road, Jack, and many other hits for Ray Charles. Here's his classic from 1952 about his own life returning home from Los Angeles to Minden in Webster Parish, hoping to find love. Just recalling the many American roots that are love lines. Somewhere, Percy Mayfield.
I was born way down in Louisiana. I love the weird sound, cause that's my home, way down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown. Folks, they're very nice, but they don't know about Louisiana. I'm going back and try to find a wife. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown. That's my home, way down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down.
Railroad train with man with a notepad in his hand. Prayers they'll say, little fat man, admit a shame, what the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Looking for somebody to blame. you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you'd like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his in stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail, but then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he'd never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? They both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Would this holiday be without a protest song from Robert Bob Dylan Zibbern? Hurricane was co-written with Jacques Levy and released as a single in November 1975. The song's about the imprisonment of boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter and the racism that led to his unfair trial and a murder conviction that was eventually overturned. Before that, The Arch Irony of Louisiana 1927, written and sung by Shirttail Louisianian Randy Newman, there live on the David Letterman Show in 1978. Randy wrote it in 1972 about the mythic flood in 1927. The fourth is still with us, folks, and we are back with some great Latin American songs about freedom and its discontents from Los Tigres del Norte.
It's the people of northern Minnesota that power KAXE.
I'm a member because I feel a sense of belonging being part of KAXE, because I know that they are representing me and the communities and people in our area and the work that we're doing in such a truthful and honest way. I love being able to share it nationally and tell people I've met across the nation, like, you can understand more about what it's like to live in northern Minnesota by listening online. There's so much that is of value to people anywhere. It's just an honor to contribute and be part of it.
Help us out. Tell us why you are a member. Text us at 218-326-1234 and keep KAXE powered. We're independent, we're local, we're not run by corporations, the government, or a national network. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
This is American Roots from New Orleans with some songs in the Latin American tradition that offer criticism, sorrow, hope, and humor. The band Los Tigres del Norte, the Tigers of the North, started as a teenage brothers and cousins band in San Jose, California, in the late 1960s. Their ironic and semi-humorous protest song from 1988, Tres Veces Mojado, Three Times a Wetback, is a classic, recalling an immigrant's frightening and sad journey from El Salvador to Guatemala, from Guatemala to Mexico, and then Mexico to the United States, crossing three borders, judged as inappropriate in cultures where his antagonists looked like him, but called him a stranger. Finally, in the U.S., he has to adapt to more cultural differences, but feels triumphant, though exiled, by his success. Rolling Stone placed it in the top 100 protest songs of all time. Tres Veces Mojado, Los Tigres del Norte, on American Roots.
Cuando me vine de mi tierra El Salvador, con intención de llegar a Estados Unidos, sabía que necesitaría más que valor, sabía que a lo mejor quedaba en el camino. Que tuve que cruzar por tres países, anduve indocumentado. Tres veces tuve yo la vida que arriesgar. Por eso dicen que soy tres veces mojado. En Guatemala y México, cuando crucé, dos veces me salvé, me hicieron prisionero. El mismo idioma y el ¿cómo es posible que me llamen extranjero?
En Centroamérica, dado su situación tanto política como económicamente, ya para muchos no hay otra solución que abandonar su patria, tal vez para siempre. El mexicano da dos pasos y aquí está. Hoy lo echan y al siguiente día está de regreso. Eso es un lujo que no me puedo dar sin que me maten o que me lleven preso.
Es lindo México, pero cuánto sufrí. Atravesarlo sin papeles es muy duro. Los 5,000 kilómetros que recorrí, puedo decir que los recuerdo uno por uno. Me dijeron cruzarán y que me aviento por en medio del desierto. Por suerte un mexicano al que llamaban Juan me dio la mano, que si no estuviera muerto. Ahora que al fin logré la legalización, lo que sufrí lo he recuperado con creces. A los mojados les dedico mi canción, y a los que igual que yo son mojados tres veces.
Slam. was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me the endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. Everybody!
Trini Lopez in 1963, live in L.A.'s Club PJs with his version of Woody Guthrie's This Land to a Latin beat. It was promoted by Frank Sinatra, who thought enough of Lopez to get him on the Reprise label where he recorded. Coming up, a Santana classic in English and a Tex-Mex anthem of Rumel Fuentes, Mexico Americano, sung by Los Tex-Maniacs based in San Antonio. Pero ahorita, but first, a question about ice from the group La Santa Cecilia, the patron saint of music. We hear the compelling voice of La Marisol singing of struggles immigrants face. The children cry at the exit. They cry when they see that mom will not come. One stays here, another stays there. That happens to go to work. La Santa Cecilia.
Ice, water frozen solid. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, El Hielo.
Eva pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está cuidando que todo brille como una perla. Cuando llegue la patrona, que no se vuelva a quejar. No sea cosa que la acuse de ilegal. José atiende los jardines, parecen de Disneyland. Maneja una troca vieja sin la licencia. No importa si fue taxista allá en su tierra natal. Eso no cuenta para el tío Sam. El hielo anda suelto por esas calles. Nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida. Lloran al ver que no llegará mamá. Se queda allá. Eso pasa por salir a trabajar. Marta llegó de niña y sueña con estudiar, pero se le hace difícil sin los papeles. Se quedan con los laureles los que nacieron acá, pero ella nunca deja de luchar. El hielo anda suelto esas calles, nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida. Lloran al ver que no llegará mamá. Trabajar. Uno se queda aquí, otro se queda allá. Eso pasa por salir a trabajar.
What's going on? This is Max Baca from Los Tex Maniacs. Y estás escuchando Rutas Americanas.
Por destino soy americano, yo soy de Hi, I'm Carlos Santana. You're listening to American Roots. Stay precious. Carlos Santana from Autlan de Navarro, Jalisco, Mexico, who crossed the border with his family in 1961 to California. He quit washing dishes to play music full-time, became known after Woodstock, and the rest is his story. You can find our interview, one of my favorites, at AmericanRoots.org. And we are back in French Louisiana to hear the elder Cajun accordion queen Cheryl Cormier when American Roots returns.
Good afternoon. You are listening to American Roots. You can hear it Sundays at 11 here on KAXC. I'm Kari Headland, and we receive support from the Bush Foundation, investing in great ideas and the people who power them. Introducing the 2025 Bush Fellows, leaders working to make the region better for everyone. More information is online at bushfoundation.org. And we want to thank the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. Coming up at 1, you are on the river. Susan Lick is your host today. And at 3, it is Shiro's Radio. At 4 o'clock, you've got History of Jazz with our volunteer Paul Kivy. Stay Human at 5, and David John is bringing you jazz at 6 o'clock. Here's more from American Roots right here on People Powered KAXE.
This is American Roots for July 4th weekend. The diversity of our country is historically built in. That and more recent cultural arrivals often inform our democracy at its best. Our two musical guests in this program are from the Gulf South. One, Mr. Sip, was a youngish blues and gospel singer from Mississippi. And finally, the French singer and musician Cheryl Cormier is from Grand Coteau, Louisiana, known locally and globally as the Queen of the Cajun Accordion, or La Reine de la Musique Cajun. She turned to a career in music after running a beauty shop for nearly 15 years and became the first female professional accordion player hereabouts. Cheryl formed a family band with her husband Russell on vocals and son Russell Jr. on drums. In 1997, she was inducted into the Cajun Music Hall of Fame. Cheryl Cormier is a rare female band leader in Cajun music, and she told us she had to break the rules to break into music.
My dad had an accordion. It wasn't quite 100 years old, but now it is. They'd have a little jam at home, make a little gumbo, and the band would play. The grown-ups would go eat first, and then the kids. But as far as I could see him go out into the fields, I took my chances of stealing his accordion, picking it up and playing it, trying to play it.
So you're going in secret a little bit.
Right. And he'd tell me, leave my accordion alone. So one night at the little jam and the gumbo night, I picked up the accordion and they heard the music, the accordion. So Mama looked at where I was sitting at, and she told Daddy, she said, don't say anything. She said, Cheryl. So he said, girl, she better leave my accordion alone.
Uh-oh.
That was history. Then in my teen years, I was in high school, and they'd all talk about rock and roll, the girls, you know, in the restroom or outside on breaks or whatever. I felt I don't belong in this group because they weren't talking Cajun. They weren't talking about the music. Right. No French music to them. After I got out of high school, Russell and I started going out. I got married, and then I had a son. Anyway, I went to cosmetology school, and for 14 years I worked. I had a lucrative job. I mean, clientele and everything. I was doing good. Music was my thing, in my heart. That's what I wanted to do. So when he came back from work, I told him, I said, I'm closing shop. I had enough. He said, you're closing shop? I said, yeah. He said, why you want to do that? I said, because I think I want to play music. He said, you should have started that 10 years prior to the time we said that. I said, no, I didn't think I wanted to start that early.
You weren't ready for that?
No. Then we go to dances in Lewisburg most often, where Blackie Forrestier was playing, and he helped start my own group and
get
all
up
this
and play a song, just do little things to get to know
in,
how to handle the stage life.
Yeah. And then he took it further than that. He said, you want to record a 45? He said, I'll furnish you the band, and we'll go to J.D. Miller's in Crawley, and you can record your song of your choice. I said, that's going to be awesome. So one side is the Gilbert Waltz, which is my maiden name. The other side was Cheryl Shuffle.
this in a time when, from what I can tell, except maybe for Cleoma Burrow Falcone, there really had been no women playing the instruments in Cajun music.
In fact, that's why Blackie did help Blackie open the Forestry. Doors for me, mm-hmm. because of the fact that I was the only lady in the public playing an accordion at the time in the dance hall. So Blackie would say, come next Saturday. Come back and you'll be able to play all you want. You know, come back next Saturday. But he knew the people, the elderly people in the day, that they would come and they'd say, let's go to Bourke's and we'll go see that lady accordion player.
Yeah, yeah. You were, in a way, a novelty.
Correct. It amazes me sometimes to know how I was well received, you know, at the end and from far and near. And as of now, I'm the oldest fronting a band, playing as much as I'm doing, you know, right now.
Well, would you mind introducing our audience to your instrument? I mean, let's just call this a little walking tour of Shel Cormier's accordion.
Yes.
And what kind of accordion is this?
This is a Leland Colligan.
Okay.
He lives next to my house.
Oh, and he made this?
And he made this one. This is your notes that gives you your tune, your sound for your melody. And this is just a bass section where...
Give us a little sound on the notes there. So you're on the right hand
That's
there with the notes, and on the left side you got the bass.
The bass.
You know, the great thing about the accordion to me is so much volume out
it's
of a small
loud,
instrument.
Very
yeah.
loud.
Don't need a big sound system in
no,
the old dance hall.
No, you don't. And I play hard.
Yeah, do you?
I do not. I'm not brutal, but I play hard.
That sounds like a bumper sticker. When you're together with the family on the bandstand, I mean, you're getting to do something not many people get to do these days. Uh-huh. A family band.
Family band.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's one that can say they saw any disruption between my son, my husband, between us on stage.
Oh, you mean you didn't get any fist fights?
No, fist fights.
That never happened.
You know, the day that's going to happen... I'm not leaving, but they're gone.
You gotta run a minute.
Okay.
They're gone.
Oh, something in my land wall, my river passé, avec un autre à ton côté. Oh, y'a pas d'histoire, mon oui, c'est mes chers, chers enfants, je rêve mon temps.
About your place in life these days?
I sit back and think about how I'd like to be doing what I used to do. And not that I can't do it, mm-hmm. but I'm not booking any gigs.
Yeah.
At this time, they calling me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And look.
I called you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Nick. I just wish that I can hold up for another 3 or 4 years, you know. Yeah. I just asked God to give me whatever he thinks I deserve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it looks like even though you don't run a beauty salon anymore, it looks like Cajun music kept you in good shape. You look great.
Thank you.
Russell and Cheryl Cormier. Cheryl, is there something you'd like to go out and say goodbye with?
I love the Lafayette.
Let's go to Lafayette.
Let's go to Lafayette.
Cormier playing a chord.